Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 May 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. And I hope all y'all had a great weekend. I do. I really do. And you folks out in the Midwest right now getting hammered really hard with tornadoes and on my drought and fires. You're in our prayers, folks. I mean, it's all weather manipulation. We know that. We're all involved in it. We're in a drought here in West Virginia. We're about 80 inches behind on rainfall, and it's starting to show. Nonetheless, our Father's still in charge. America's being judged, and we know that. And tonight's guest, we're going to discuss one of the reasons America's been judged so harshly, because of the blood of innocence that's been poured out on the ground of America, while the American people basically sat back and did nothing about it. But nonetheless, on that also, I hope you all get to watch the Bible study that we did, or the conversation I had with Dustin Nemos this past Saturday. Really good conversation. And I know I don't agree with everything he says, but the man is really seeking the truth. I do not think Trump is the Antichrist, but I think he's doing a good job at doing his part right now. With the evil that this man has brought. He's done some good things, which makes him more dangerous. He's done a lot of good things. He's doing evil things behind the scenes, folks. But again, I don't agree with Dustin on that. But nonetheless, it was a good discussion with Dustin. I'm glad you joined us. No kidding, if you want to talk, call the office. You need to talk to me anytime. I am not unreachable. If you'll call the office, somebody will find me. Faith generally answers the phone, and she will try to find me, and I'll call you back. If you don't have long distance, you can call our toll-free number at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I hope you will. I sincerely mean that. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to place an order for anything for the Strauss products, for the Vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash, any of the literature we offer, our 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, our KJV Bibles, whatever you want. It's available here. If you want a catalog, if you call and leave your address, we'll send you a free catalog. It's not very big, folks. It's about a 4 or 5 page pamphlet, 8.5 by 11. It's not big. We offer a few things here I think you enjoy. And any program you listen to, you may want a copy of. Any of the teachings we've done on the Bible study, you want a copy of, let us know. Just if you can tell us a date, we'd appreciate it. But we're here to try to be a blessing to you and to offer our services to you if we can at all. So please don't be ashamed to give us a call if you need us. Do that. Now, tonight's guest, Pastor James Harden. lives in, I don't mean, I don't think I'll offend James and Jim. He lives in a cesspool I call New York State. Now, if you're about New York, listen, I don't mean to sound bad about you either. But New York itself, the government in New York, the administration of New York, and better way up here, has become a very corrupt place to try to live today. And I admire your courage for trying. I mean that. But I've been in New York a few times in my life, and not too long ago, I was up there doing a funeral for a family member. And that place just, you could feel the oppression in New York State. I was amazed and relieved when I left up there. But nonetheless, Jim's been fighting the battle up there for a lot of years against Governor Hochul and others, trying to work with his Compass Care ministry, which provides health care for ladies who are pregnant and need help. Ladies, otherwise they may kill their babies. And he has fought the federal government on local state levels everywhere, the government, on about every level, trying to maintain what he's doing and actually stay out of jail himself. Are you there, Jim?
I'm here. It's an honor and a pleasure, as always, to be with you, Pastor.
Well, right back at you, my friend. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. And I really appreciate where you're doing it. I mean, my goodness, you couldn't have picked a more hostile battleground.
Well, I told the Lord, you know, when we were first embarking on ministry together, when my wife and I said, I'll go anywhere but the Northeast, Lord. And, of course, he laughed at me and sent me straight to New York. so, you know, yeah, this is a tough, tough mission ground. I tell people a lot, you know, if you want to be in the fight, you got to go where the fight is. And, you know, if this is the real mission field is places like these blue states. New York State is kind of the bellwether for the rest of the country when it comes to testing out these evil concepts. And, you know, the purpose of government is not to make people moral. It's to keep bad people from doing bad things and to make it easier for good people to do good things. God is the only one that can make us moral through submission to Jesus Christ. But, you know, what happens in New York and places like California and Illinois and other places, these blue states, is they infiltrate the government and higher echelons of government with bad people to make it easier for bad people to do bad things and make it very difficult, if not illegal, for good people to do good things. Now, Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, he before the foundation of the world has destined us for good works in him. And some of those good works are protecting the weak and vulnerable among us. And, you know, protecting the image of God in all people, especially those that are targeted for destruction, like preborn boys and girls. And so when we stand for what is right, when we stand for what is just in an unjust and upside down society, we become a target for the government. And by the way, you look at, I mean, you know this, Pastor Butch, it's, you know, the history of martyrdom, the history of persecution, it doesn't come from your, typically doesn't come from your neighbor or some odd person down the street. It comes in a very systematic way from a government that is trying desperately to cause everyone to submit to their control and their power as if they were God. And Christians have a unique position in this world. We have a prophetic voice. We know the Creator, who is the standard of what is good and what is just. And he expects us to follow his kingdom principles first and foremost, and use that as a filter for understanding the laws that are enacted, whether they're just or unjust. And that gives us the power to stand, to understand and to stand against the evil that blows when government partners with an evil culture to commit these heinous acts that are essentially anti-human and anti-Christ.
Amen. Amen. Very well said. And sad to say, you're absolutely right on the money there. You know, you mentioned that it's not for law enforcement to teach morality. It is to enforce what's right and to punish evildoers. But, you know, I've noticed that in Proverbs chapter 28, I don't remember the exact verse, first couple of verses, it talks about in a nation where sin abounds, many are the rulers thereof or princes thereof. Yeah. In other words, you got to have more people in so-called authority to keep the people under control. And I got to tell you what, Jim, America is fitting that mold right now. I mean, the violence from young children right on up is spreading all across this country. Every day we hear about mass shootings, and now it's teenagers rioting in the streets and shooting at people and all manner of things. When you lose your moral compass, when you lose your moral basis, mm-hmm. you lost everything. You've lost your family. You've lost a society, a community, a nation. You've lost it all. And unless morals are taught in every area of life, at home, starting, of course, as Deuteronomy chapter 6 tells me to do with our children, and in the schools even should be teaching morality. If they don't, they teach it, but not morals, not the right kind of morality. And in churches, which no longer teach the Bible like they used to, so our nation has deteriorated to the fact that this disintegrated because of lack of teaching the moral statutes of God's word. And does that make a lot of sense?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I mean, just, you know, that's why the blue states are the ones that are falling first, falling into chaos first. You know, they're further along in the degradation. They're further along in the picking apart of the moral fabric of society on purpose. They're intentionally de-Christianizing so that they can pave the way for the dismantling of a constitutional rule of law. And the rule of law is always based on the Judeo-Christian principles of right and wrong found in the Ten Commandments in Scripture. And, you know, it's like John Adams said, one of the founding fathers of America, he said, the Constitution of the United States was written for a moral and religious people.
Yes.
It's wholly unfit for any other. And the reason why is because he knew that unless we can self-govern, and the only way we can self-govern is if God is within us and we control our own appetites and seek first his kingdom and the benefit of others, and the only way we can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit in Christ, right? Unless we are able to do that, then you have to enact more and more laws to ensure a particular behavioral outcome and then use government to coerce enforcement. And that's, you know, so now that's exactly what we have. We have the degradation of society. That's exactly what these anti-Christian secular Marxists want, okay? They want the degradation of society. They want to de-Christianize schools. They want to secularize media. They want to make it a test of fitness if you're a Christian or not to be in government. Well, you're a Christian. You shouldn't be in government. These kinds of things are intentional, mm-hmm. and they're specifically mm-hmm. designed to destroy the nation-state system, which is the bulwark for all civilized order globally, okay? That's why they're attacking the United States, because the United States is the last bulwark of the nation-state system. And by the way, Israel is a manifestation of the nation-state system in the Middle East, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're being attacked by Marxists, we're being attacked by Muslims. They have this in common, by the way. They have nothing else in common except for the destruction of the nation-state system to pave the way for a global power structure. You know, and it boggles my mind that, you know, this isn't spoken about. You know, as you talk about Proverbs chapter 28, you know, by the sin of the people, the princes are multiplied. Well, there's also a couple different aspects to leadership spoken of in the Bible when a nation begins to disintegrate and crumble. One of those aspects is that there are people that don't want power. They don't want to have any kind of governmental authority over a lawless people, because it's just a big headache. And, you know, so good people stand by the sidelines and say, I there's nothing I can do. You got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene saying the place is broken. You can't do mm-hmm. anything about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's exactly what we have. Another thing, and I'm going to say this out loud. And I haven't said this out loud anywhere else, but I'm going to say it here because it's true. One of the manifestations of the sin of a people is looking at the leadership. When God allows women to become the primary leaders of a society, it's a sign that society has just about come to the end. And I'm not saying that, okay? The Bible has said that. And the reason why is because you've got a total denial of what it means to be human under God. Now, human beings are fully equal. Male and female are absolutely equal. But our roles are different. The role of a man is to protect and to provide, and that has everything to do with government and the exacting of justice upon those evildoers. That's not a woman's job, okay? A woman's job is to nurture and to clothe and to educate the upcoming generation and to create essentially manage the next generation. And it's the most powerful position, by the way, in the world.
Yes, it is.
It's been denigrated. It's been destroyed. Women are, you know, women are told, oh, you need to work for your career. Work for another man. Don't work with your husband. God forbid. You need to have your own paycheck, your own bank account, your own house. You need to have your own. You need to have total and absolute independence. Well, by the way, that's a lie from the pit of hell. There is no such thing as total and absolute independence. We are all dependent on God for our next breath. And by the way, I keep saying this, by the way, Pastor, I was talking to another pastor earlier this week, and we were talking about how the authority structure and the nature of submission is manifested in the Godhead. And we are, as human beings, made in his image, and therefore we have natural built-in authority structures within the human construct as well. We have male and female. We have husband and wife. We have all these, you know, and children. We have a clear manifestation of authority structures inside mankind as made in God's image. So the Father sent the Son. The Son submitted to the plan of salvation. He came and submitted himself to the crucifixion. He died for our sins, rose again. And now the Holy Spirit is sent from the Son to you know, essentially make sure that salvation is brought about and that we're sanctified in him. These are simple truths, okay, that are not spoken about in the church. When's the last time you heard somebody from the pulpit say it's not a woman's job to be governor of New York? I'm telling you. This is going to blow people's minds. They're going to be like, I'm probably going to lose donors for this, okay? I'm probably going to lose pastors. They're probably going to play this in their church and say, I told you this guy was crazy. Well, I'm just telling you what, it's not me saying it. Either you submit to the Bible or you don't. Either you submit to the Bible or you're submitting to yourself. Either you submit to Christ or you're submitting to your own appetites. You either submit or just stop playing Christian. Just stop. Why don't we just, you know, I was at a church down in Florida many years ago. And this retired pastor was a friend of mine. I loved this guy. He was a beautiful man of God. And we were having a lot of trouble at this particular church. And they were just, you know, off the rails, rejecting scriptural principles. And he looked up at the sign of the church and he said, Jim, none of those words on that sign make any sense. Least of all the word church. What is going on in America is I think you can boil it all down to a refusal on the part of men to speak the truth of scripture and to stand on those truths when it makes them uncomfortable, when it hurts their reputation, when it causes them to have to sacrifice their career or their money or that whatever it is. We have a bunch of weak-minded, weak-kneed, weak-willed men that are knuckling under every single time. They're refusing to preach the full counsel of God. I'm going to say, Pastor Butch, you can say, I know you're going to say, thank you, whatever, but I know I'm going to get backlash from this. I even wrote a book. I was just recently, I don't know if I told you about this book, but recently got this book published called Endure the Rising Christian Persecution for the Greater Reward. And it was actually a bestseller for, you know, a couple months there on Amazon. We are facing, Christians in America are facing for the first time, a concerted persecution against Christian people and against Christian behavior in the public square. And if men don't get their act together, what are they going to do? Are they going to hide behind their women? Are they going to send their women off to battle for them? I was one of our lawsuits. We have got many lawsuits because you know we've got people like Letitia James, who's the Attorney General of New York, filing lawsuits against us, fraudulently, by the way, speaking evil against us, just like Jesus said would happen. And this particular lawsuit, they said, well, we think we need to have a different spokesperson for you, Jim. I said, what do you mean? Well, we think we need to have a woman. I said, you think we need to have a woman spokesperson for what? Well, you know, people think that abortion is a woman's issue. And I said, abortion is not a woman's issue. This kind is exactly this kind of thinking that got us here. Abortion exists because of the failure of men. Abortion Amen. Exists because of the failure of society and the failure Amen. Of God. Stand up and speak the truth that all people are made in the image of God. And it's my job as a man to protect that child. It's my job as a man to stand between my wife and my children and my community and danger. And we're not doing it. We're refusing to walk the walk, and therefore we don't want to talk the talk. Nobody wants to talk about persecution. And so I go out there and I talk about, look, the Bible says if you want to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. Jesus said it's coming. Blessed are you, and he said it in the Beatitudes, blessed are you when people persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me, for so they persecute the prophets who were before you. Well, you're in good company. I mean, we are supposed to have the prophetic presence, the prophetic voice. We know what is right. We know what is wrong because Jesus revealed it to us. And so we must, by God's grace, through all humility, preach the truth. And so when I say, yeah, Kathy Hochul shouldn't be governor, I mean it. When I say I really liked, you know, Margaret Thatcher, I met Margaret Thatcher. I thought she was a lovely woman. I don't think she should have ever been prime minister of Great Britain. People are going to think, has Jim lost his mind? Is he off his rocker? Well, I'm telling you, the time is short. And we don't have time to quibble and bicker about the truths revealed in Scripture. Whether you like them or not, whether you feel comfortable with them or not, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, I'm tasked with one job, and that is to speak the truth in love. Now, I might speak it in ways that sound unloving because I'm so passionate about it, or because I feel like I'm gonna have to defend myself, because every time I open my mouth, I feel like I have to defend the things that I've just said. But it's not me saying it, right? I just got to be careful to speak the truth that God reveals, not the opinions that I might have. These are not opinions. And we don't have the luxury as Christians, brothers and sisters, we don't have the luxury of having opinions that differ with God. We don't. And in fact, when you do, it's called rebellion. It's called disobedience. We must submit.
It's called witchcraft.
Oh, it's called witchcraft. Thank you. Yes. So I thank you, Pastor Butch, for allowing me to speak my mind. This has been percolating in my mind for months now. Probably years, I don't know, but I just figure, you know what? I was talking to a couple of guys. I'm like, you know, Jim, you know, you should start a men's ministry. I said, at Compass Care, I mean, everybody thinks Compass Care is a women's ministry because we help women. You know, we provide free medical care, and we help them with STD testing and treatment, and baseline OB care with ultrasound technology, state of the art ultrasound. We have doctors and nurses, and you know, nobody thinks about Compass Care as a men's ministry. But I remember this one time, this guy, he was the father of this baby, this girl. She came in, she was considering abortion. She decided to have her baby. The father of the baby was like, I'll support you, whatever you decide to do, which by the way is not supported. Let me just say that. Fathers out there, you listen to me. If you say, you get your girlfriend pregnant and you say, I'll support you in whatever you want to do, that's not support. Okay. I'll support this baby and I will support you. That's true support. Okay. And so I said to this guy, you know why you're here, don't you? And he said, no, why? I said, because you're a man and your job is to stand up and support this woman and this baby. You've got to take responsibility because no one else will. That's why God gave you the strength he gave you.
Well, it is his responsibility.
You've got to. It is. And he's got to stand. He's got to stand. And so it kind of just saying it, though, he'd never been told it before, but just saying it out loud, I could see him kind of relaxing and standing up a little taller. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And then somebody asked him, I heard the conversation, somebody asked him like a few minutes later, so why are you here? What's going on with you? And he began to reiterate what I had just told him. It resonated, you see, in his DNA. It's what he's designed to do. Protect, provide, and stand in the gap for the weak and the vulnerable, to create a place where his wife and his children can grow into the fullness of destiny for which they had been created. They were in God's mind from before the foundation of the world. It is our job to as men to stand in the gap, protect and provide. And sometimes that means speaking the truth. You've got to protect them from the wolves and the bad theology, which is replete. It's out there. All these woke pastors with their skinny jeans and their $1,000 sneakers that are talking about, you know, movies or some of the latest tips and techniques for a better you. Who cares? Honestly, it doesn't matter. When it all comes crashing down and persecution comes knocking on your door, you're going to want somebody standing by your side who's been there, who knows what it means to be faithful and endure the fire. Okay.
Amen.
That's Amen. What you're going to want. You're not going to want some skinny jean pastor that's going to tickle your ears that just looks good up on stage. You want somebody who knows the truth, whether they say it in a charismatic way with fancy clothes or not. You've got to stick close to Jesus, and you've got to walk the walk and then talk, and then people will listen to your talk. So I'm just saying that I learned some lessons in the fire of persecution. We're still in the fire of persecution, unfortunately. And I don't, I predicted when Donald Trump got elected that the persecution, we would get a reprieve. And Donald Trump, you know, he has his presence, his executive orders to eradicate anti-Christian bias in government and all these different things. The DOJ has kind of turned around a little bit, the FBI. And we've been given a bit of a reprieve, but the courts are still replete with corruption and corrupt, politicians, that are judges that are engaging in corrupt activity and judgments. And I think that they're slowing down some of these court cases so that they can wait until Trump is out of office. And they're hoping that everything's going to swing back their way in the House and the Senate, and they can stack the court again and just, you know, make their final kind of Al-Aqsa flood to overwhelm the American system in the name of democracy and destroy the last vestiges of the First Amendment as Christians manifest the truths of what Amen. It means to be human.
Amen. And I'll just add one thing to you saying, it is not only our as men responsibility to provide, protect, and lead the family. It's our honor to do so.
Yes. Oh, without
a
doubt.
Honor. It's an honor. And if you look at it as a chore, my friend, you're not walking in Christ.
It is an honor.
An honor. And I don't know what other word to use. It's my joy to watch my family grow in the Lord and provide for them. When my boys are all home and they could eat, three of them could go through more groceries than a herd of cattle. But anyway, to watch them sit there and enjoy the meal and go to bed in a warm bed, that wasn't a chore to me. That was my joy, my honor, my privilege.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And I thank God every day that he gave me the ability, provided a way for me to do that. And so when men look at their duty as being a chore to them, their heart's not right with Christ, period.
That's right.
I mean, Christ come to serve. He said, I come to be servant of all. And gave his life for us. And yes, that was a chore, I'd say so, carrying the cross of Calvary.
Oh, yeah.
But he did it because of the glory that for his Father. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. And he, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
Exactly.
And men, it's never been any different. Okay, so what I mean is, God created the world, and the way he designed it is that life always comes from self-sacrifice. Life, the fulfillment of life, and life itself comes from voluntary self-sacrifice. Think about motherhood; that is an act of total self-sacrifice. She gives of her body.
Anyway, folks, back at the back with your phone calls. As always, if you want to call and talk to us, please do so. 717-300-1648. 1648. Don't go away. 1646. I'll get it right in a minute. Seeking souls of fallen. 1646.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579. to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive, on sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10, and the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back here talking to Pastor Jim Hardin with Compass Care Ministries. A phone number to call and talk to us. I'll get it right this time. It's 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you, folks. I mean that. And I really admire what Jim is saying. And I mean that. Yeah, he's going to catch flack. I guarantee it. And most of them, as he said during the break, from so-called Christians and a lot of pastors. He was telling me during the break also that Governor Hochul, I don't know how to say her name, passed a law that he can't carry a gun in church. Well, Brother Jim, like I am, our governor told us that we shouldn't meet during the COVID.
I mean, we
sent him a letter with a picture saying we're meeting. Come and see us. They have no authority in the Church of Christ. None.
That's right.
Go ahead, brother.
The church is a de facto constitutional organization. It needs no 501c3 status.
That's right.
It needs no permission from the government. It needs no government to interfere and say these beliefs are appropriate in the public square and these beliefs are not. The government is attempting to step in, and we see it in New York. And New York is the moral bellwether for the secularists and the Marxists for the rest of the country. Okay, and in New York, they're trying to tell Christians what beliefs are appropriate in the public square and which ones are not. You can't be publicly pro-life, or you're going to go to jail. You can't be publicly pro-life and pray in front of an abortion clinic and minister to women on the sidewalk. You're going to go to jail. You can't be publicly pro-life and be a pregnancy center and tell women the truth about chemical abortion that it causes sepsis and hemorrhaging and death and sends 1 in 10 women to the emergency room, or you'll be fined out of existence. And we're saying no. You can't tell Christians what is an appropriate Christian belief for the public square. And you know what they're going to do instead? Here's what they do. Here's their tactic. They're going to say, oh, no, we're not trying to tell Christians what to believe. We're just saying that it's okay for Christians to be pro-abortion. They're trying to Christianize the secular left's ideology. They're trying to co-opt Christianity to make it appear that the people who are pro-life are just simply manifesting an opinion that's not related to religious or biblical principle.
Oh, my.
That's what they're doing. That's the next step. We saw it with Kamala Harris, who was the abortion czar when she was running for president after Biden stepped down. We saw it with Governor Gavin Newsom out in California. Now we're seeing it in New York State. They started the Empire State Freedom Initiative, and now they've got this human rights thing in, you know, ostensibly a human rights commission in New York City. Kathy Hochul and Letitia James and Mandami are now on the hunt. Okay. They are looking for anybody who is attempting, or in their mind, to violate this new civil right they call abortion. And we're going to keep doing the right thing. We're going to keep standing in the gap for women and for their preborn boys and girls, because it's not the government's job to disqualify any person, any category of person, from protection under the law. We are all equally valuable. We are all, by the precious shed blood of Christ, infinitely valuable. This is how we, and so the pregnancy center, the pro-life pregnancy center, is a manifestation of that truth, not that opinion, not that political perspective. And then you got pastors, these woke pastors that are going along, get along pastors in New York that say, oh, we don't want to get involved. We don't want to talk about abortion because it's too political. We're not political. Jim, you're getting too political. did the prophets ever speak to a king? Let me ask you that. Is Jesus too political if he calls himself the King of Kings? I mean, I scratch my head and I think to myself, if you don't have the moral voice to speak against the greatest systemic injustice in the history of mankind, then you are morally bankrupt and your faith is worthless. Didn't James say something like that?
I mean, I agree.
Someone needs to speak up and speak out against these heretical, spineless, you know, these pastors who refuse to preach the whole counsel of God because they're afraid some rich donor is going to get up and walk out and take their money with them. Well, I've already had that happen. We've had plenty of churches and people withdraw their funds. I catch it on the chin all the time. But God is the one who takes care of us. Okay, if He promises. Pastors, Pastor Butch, you know this as well as anybody else. We don't get our sustenance from man. Mankind brings a snare. Peter knew this well. He was more concerned about what other people thought of him than what God thought of him. That's why he denied Jesus Christ three times. And Jesus brought him back in, and he fixed that problem. But Peter always had that temptation to want to please other people other than God, to his how people perceive him was more important to him than how God perceived him. This is a challenge for us all. Okay, I'm not saying it's not a challenge for me, because it is, and it is with much fear and trembling that I say the things that I say and the things that I have said over time. And sometimes I haven't said them all correctly. Maybe I've said the right things, but I said it in the wrong way. But I've got to say it. You know, you've got to say it. Every pitch you don't swing at, you know, is you never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
So we just got to keep swinging for the fences. People follow courage. They need pastors who are willing to be courageous and be the first one in the fight. Okay. Yeah. And just trust me. I had a pastor say to me, Jim, I'm just not a wartime leader. And I said, are we at war? He said, yes. Then you're a wartime leader, or get out. I mean, basically, that's the dichotomy.
There's no in-between ground here, and that's a fact. You have to choose sides. If you think you're straddling the fence, you're on the wrong side. And by the way, you're talking about that you're not allowed to get on the streets and proclaim your support for not murdering the children, but then get transgenders and cross-dressers and drag queens out there proclaiming what they want to do and get by with this fine. They're protected by the First Amendment by law. Hey, let's stay in your state and take a phone call. Let's talk to Paul. Right there in New York. Paul, welcome. Come on in.
Oh, amen. God bless you guys.
I told Jim I would
listen to you tonight, and I promise I've got it 7520 on. Obviously, you have the radio off now. I've got one of those Texan PL 880s, and they work very well.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Thanks for Thanks for tuning in. It's great
You're
to hear
welcome.
Your voice.
And I just wanted to say, why are they calling abortion women's health in New York State? Why can't we call it what it is, abortion?
Yes, it is not women's health. You know, the original Hippocratic Oath, the oath that doctors would take before they would start practicing medicine independently, they had a little phrase in it. And the phrase goes like this, translated from the Greek. I will not give a woman an abortive remedy. Okay? Now, why of all things, would they choose to put abortion in the Hippocratic Oath? Because when you're serving a pregnant woman, you're serving two patients, the mother and the child. And so the abortion is the opposite of medical care. It is the original quackery.
Right.
The purpose of medicine is to heal and to maintain the health of the individual. Right. Abortion does neither one of those two things for either the woman or the child.
I agree. And why not? I'll take a step further than that, Paul. Why not call abortion what it is? Murder.
Murder. Exactly. It is murder. They're murdering innocent children that have no voice. They need a voice to speak out. And I'm getting sick and tired of my state saying, murder the children, abort the children. Oh, it's just a tissue. No, it's not a tissue. It's a baby. It's a human being.
Yeah. Amen. That's
right. She's a human being. She's a human being. She deserves to live. Don't kill the unborn.
Amen.
Yeah. What happens it's very well said. What happens when society tolerates the killing of an entire class of person? Well, that society becomes essentially a killer society. They've lowered their respect for humanity. They've extracted human dignity from the formula of behavior. They no longer respect themselves. Their respect for each other goes down, and we see that all throughout society. We see it in the mass shootings at schools. We see it in the impersonal way that people are handled in the medical system now. We see it, in the educational system, where we're essentially hyper-sexualizing curriculum and allowing our children to be, mass sexually abused by transgenders in the public school system and calling it, education.
It's
certainly not
care.
Education. It's indoctrination. They're destroying the ability for children to have healthy relationships, to understand who they are as male and female, and to have healthy marriage relationships so that they go on and have children. They're undermining the moral framework of society, and on purpose. This is not an accident. This is not something that we just fell into. You know, abortion is a symptom of a much larger problem. I say this a lot. Abortion is a symptom of a loss of soul. We no longer, as America, understand what it means to be human under God. We've lost our soul, and the church. Right. When the church refuses to talk about it, and I'm thankful that I go to a church that's willing to talk about it.
Amen.
When the church at large, when a church at large refuses to go to talk about abortion and these evil things that are happening to society, the church is complicit in the destruction. And, the Proverbs say that a lazy man is brother to the destroyer. A lazy man is brother to a destroyer. And that's what you see happening in the church. They refuse to preach the full counsel of God, which is lazy and it's cowardly. And by the way, there's a verse in the book of Revelation that talks about cowardice and how cowards do not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because you have to be courageous to stand for what is right in a society that hates Christ and hates anybody who stands for Christ.
The verses of Revelation 21:8. Please go to that verse, Pastor Butch.
I'm sorry.
Revelation 21:8.
I can go there. Hang on 1 second. Turn the pages as fast as can.
That's scripture, but I don't want to. I'm going to let you read it.
All right. Make sure we get it right, okay?
Yeah.
I made a mistake one time, but anyway, Revelation 21:8. Okay.
Yeah, I've made mistakes
too. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death.
Right.
Pretty clear. That's pretty right. Clear.
It's pretty amen. Clear. That is cut and dry.
Yeah, Paul, I hate to run, but I got another call coming on. But now you call back sometime and share some more thoughts, okay? Don't be a stranger to us.
Okay. I won't, and I'll save your number to my phone.
Well, thank you. God bless you, friend.
You're welcome.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, let's go to the other side of the country. Let's go to Washington State and talk to Esther. Esther, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. Jim, what is your last name?
My last name is Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N.
H-A-R-D, Harden. Okay, thank you.
Harden.
You know, I obviously abortion is a very, very serious, serious issue. But you know what has always amazed me? And because of what people have ignored, many millions of mothers, especially mothers, who are righteous and who believe in Yahushua and believe in Yahweh, believe with all their hearts. We are very upset. I get upset with Yahweh, with the Almighty God, and I get upset with Jesus because I ask them, where are the men? Where are the righteous
men? Amen. Amen.
Who are courageous? Where are they?
Amen.
And now here's the issue that everyone just missed. Many, many thousands and thousands, if not millions, over the earth are allowed to reach 9 months old, and then they don't abort them or murder them. They take them out of the mother's belly, and then they go to a special situation where they are used to produce adrenochrome.
That's true.
And
that's very
they
true.
Are tortured bit by bit. They are burned alive.
Yeah, there's
piece
there's
by piece while they are pumping out their blood for the adrenochrome. Others are actually ritually sacrificed for the top Illuminati people who could be your next door neighbor, who could be your mayor, the governor, all sorts of people all over the world. Mostly.
Well, Esther, I want to say one thing. These 100 million babies have been slaughtered already. We're all sacrifices on the altar of Baal. You know that. That's all it's all about. It's
that's
a satanic
true.
Worship. But whether women know it or won't admit it, that's all about that. But you're right. They take babies and auction off their parts. They auction the parts off. Go ahead.
What happens with the ones that they keep alive, they keep them for a certain amount of time, and they sexually abuse them while they're keeping them. And then when they are at the right, ripe age, some of them are never touched. They're treated like gods. Why? Because they need the pure essence of spirit, of frequency from them. And then they sacrificially sacrifice them in their secret meetings that are held all over the world. And that feeds Satan, the demons, the humans, which are composed of men and women. Now, we need courageous, holy men who truly trust in their faith that Almighty God and His beloved Son, who is the King now of this world, that they will get, that those two are going to give you the Holy Spirit to bring about a change. And what is that
Amen.
Change? You have to, men, bring these humans, men and women, to justice. You have to convict them of their guilt, and these people have to be guillotined, and it has to be shown publicly. That has to be videoed and showed publicly. And if we, and the reason we are under judgment now, not just the United States, but the whole entire world, is because there are so few men. And those
Amen.
Men cannot
yes.
handle the army of Satan by themselves. So until you men know that you're a man and get that manly courage and pray to God to make you more of a man, we are doomed. And I'm speaking
well, you,
from
Esther.
A mother's heart.
Thank you. You men out there, you're hearing a lady begging us to be men. Women respect men, not males, men. Esther, thanks for the call, honey. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thank
powerful
you,
call.
Pastor
Thank
Bush.
You. You're welcome. And folks, you still, I mean, I've been told before by other ladies, they want a man. I've had ladies who are married to males who said, I wish my husband would take a stand for what's right. And I'm not using an example, but they said, like you do. And I said, well, pray for him and try to encourage him. But women want men who will protect and lead and guide and teach and watch over them. That's why men are made usually bigger and stronger. That's why God made men leaders of the church, leaders of nations. That's why, folks, I you don't have to like it. It happened in Genesis. Read for yourself. The men were to become the head. I know you don't like that, so women get mad about that. But let me tell you this, ladies. Being a helpmeet is a powerful position in a man's life. I've been with my wife now, Marcia Jean, for almost 55 years, and she stuck with me through thick and thin. She has been a pillar of strength to me for many, many years. So I'm very thankful that there are helpmeets out there that help uphold their men in battle, aren't you?
Oh, without a doubt. I've told my wife this many times, and I'll say it to you. I could not have done, you know, what I've done in this life, and I've not been able to. I would never been able to make it through this fight these last several years without her by my side.
Amen.
You know, and it's just been, you know, indispensable. This is why God made man male and female. He made humanity in His image, male and female. He made them. To demonstrate the full kind of fullness of the image of the Godhead. You look at a true marriage relationship that's submitted to the Lord, and you'll see power. You'll see grace. You'll see everything that's needed for a family to grow. And because the basic unit of society, we're told by culture, is an individual, but it's not. The basic unit of society is a family.
Yes, it is.
That's the first institution in terms of order of creation. It's also the first institution in order of importance.
It's the first institution of government.
Yes, that's right. It is. And who is the head? It is the husband is the head as he submits to the Lord Jesus, and the wife is to submit to her husband. And this is what this created order in the Godhead is a manifestation of the image of God among mankind. And so we have to follow it. We have to submit to that reality. And if we don't, we will reap the whirlwind. And that's exactly what we've reaped. And you were talking about, maybe it was Esther who was talking about the sheer number of abortions. I think it was you, Pastor Butch.
Yes.
In this world, you know, the World Health Organization estimates nearly 75 to 80 million abortions every single year globally. Now, if you take that number, you just over the last 50 years, and you say your average, let's say your average is 40 million a year, you multiply that by 50 years, and you've got 2 billion children destroyed, intentionally killed, in abortion. And that in the Book of Revelation talks about the pale horse and the pale horse riding through the world, and 25%, one quarter of the world's population is destroyed. Well, 2 billion people is one quarter of the world's population.
That's true.
Now, I'm not saying that that's necessarily the pale horse, that abortion is the pale horse, but it is apocalyptic in size.
Amen.
And it's certainly a judgment.
Let me interrupt you, but let's try to take one more quick call. What do you say?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call.
But by the way, you got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
Hey, one of the things that we don't realize is that the root cause of abortion goes back to Margaret Singer and to birth control, and how many women today practice birth control in the home, Christian women practicing birth control, like saying, "Well, I'm just going to have two children." Then they get the tubes cut, or the men do it. This, you know, it goes back to the deeper roots where it started from, and I think if the family stand up and says, "No, we need to start having children when God says enough is enough."
That's right.
I agree.
Without a doubt, 100%. I'm so grateful that my wife is a woman of faith, and she was willing to have 10 kids with me. But when you're not hospitable, when you're not open to children, you teach your children that the world's all about you, and that the world that's all about your own appetite, and that your spouse is there for your own personal happiness, and that will destroy any relationship in short order.
Amen. Joe, anything else you want to say very quickly?
Yeah, we need to get our spiritual house in order because Christ is coming back soon.
Amen. Nice call, Joe. Amen. Appreciate it. Now, Jim, before we get off here, tell the folks how they can contact you and learn more about what you do.
Oh, yeah. So if people want to learn more about what we're doing and eliminating abortion in the abortion capital of America, which is New York, they can go to compasscarecommunity.com. That's compasscarecommunity.com.
Okay. Folks, check it out. Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, Compass, like a compass you find direction with, CompassCareCommunity.com. Check it out. And Jim Harden, thank you for your courage, for your tenacity, for your plain old stubbornness, not quit. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Butch. I really appreciate you, Pastor. You're a great encouragement to me.
Well, we're in this thing together, brother. You're a little bit further north than me, and I wish we were down here closer. We spend time together and probably end up going to jail together. But anyway, thanks for what you're doing. And you tell your wife, who's the wife is always in the background, don't get much thanks or praise, but give her a hug for this whole hillbilly and tell her he loves her and is proud of her.
You got it, Pastor. Thank you.
Do that for me. I appreciate that. And I'm sure we'll talk again sometime in the very near future. So if you need me, Jim, you want to get something on the air, it's important, please feel free to call me.
You got it, brother. I will.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Folks, I want to say we just talked to a gentleman that had been on the front line for many years now, and he had been through hell. I mean, his clinics have been set on fire, nothing done about it. He's been harassed, persecuted, prosecuted, everything they can do to slow him down, but he won't shut up. That's my kind of man. That's the kind of man like my boys and grandchildren look up to. We do love you, folks. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on to tell you something you already know. For example, ivermectin, the one that drug the outlaw during COVID, cures cancer. Oh, yeah. Keep that in mind. Ivermectin can cure cancer and more than that, and other drugs also. We're going to discuss that with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny tomorrow night. Don't miss it. Wednesday night, Jerry Barrett will be filling in for me. I won't be here, but I'll be in office Thursday, as always, Lord willing. But for goodness sake, people, men especially, but all of us, but men, take leadership of the home, not as a dictator, but as a leader that wants to glorify Christ and edify his family and encourage them to stand for the truth. Men, you have a powerful responsibility, a powerful role, and a huge blessing weighing on you when you take a stand as a man. And I sincerely mean that. Make decisions that benefit your family, glorify God. Don't worry about careers and money so much. Feed your family, take care of them, but put them first. Give them the most of the time of your life. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.